The killings in Isla Vista and the vile, misogynistic screed written by the killer quickly led to an outpouring on Twitter under the hashtag YesAllWomen. More than 1.5 million tweets so far, including these, because I shouldn't have had to send my daughters to college with pepper spray and a rape whistle, and because I've never felt completely safe since I was first threatened and harassed at age 14. On the flip side of that, there's a long-standing online current of men who express many of the same misogynistic thoughts as the killer. Writer Lori Penny has written a powerful piece in The New Statesman exploring the twisted ideology behind the attacks. She calls it misogynist extremism that's too often ignored and excused as an aberration when it's real and pervasive and deadly. Lori Penny joins me now from London. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Laura, you say in your piece, I make no apologies for the fact that this piece is full of rage. Why don't you explain what you mean there?
So when I sat down to write this piece, it came after a long week where I'd been on the receiving end of a lot of sexist and misogynist attacks online. I'd had rape threats, and I'd just been about to email my editor and say, actually, this has really, really got to me. Can I have a couple of days off? And then I went online and I saw that this horrific assault had happened and that the words being used by the killer were so similar to the threats that I was getting, the threats that I knew many people I come into contact with are getting, and I was just full of anger. And I think that anger is politically important. Women are usually allowed to say that we're frightened or we feel like victims when we are the target of attacks like this. But what we're not allowed to say is that actually I'm really, really cross. I'm furious. I want to stop this happening.
You've spent time, Lori, looking into some of the so-called men's rights forums online, mm-hmm. forums that the killer in California was apparently quite active in, and you described them as a disturbing cult of woman hatred. What did you find?
Well, I think it's important to note that the language used on forums, men's rights activists forums, is an extreme version of language that you see everywhere on the web. You see it everywhere where men believe they can speak about women with impunity and men believe they can harass women with impunity. It's not just sites which are dedicated to hating and slut-shaming women. It's online video games. It's YouTube and Facebook. The language of sexism and rape threats is becoming more and more common. And the ideology seems to be that men are owed sex and respect and love and adoration by women, not because they've deserved it, not because that's what human beings need, but because that is their right as men. And if they don't get it, they're entitled to rape, to beat, and even to kill, as was the ultimate end of Elliot Rodgers' really sad, disturbing manifesto.
What bothers you, Lori, about how the killings in Isla Vista have been portrayed in the media?
There have been a lot of angles on the Isla Vista killings that have been extremely disturbing. One of the most horrifying has been the pushback that not all men do this, not all men think like this. Well, of course, not all men are killers, not all men are violent misogynists. But the idea that before we speak about misogynist extremism, we should take men's feelings into account and make sure no man listening to that conversation feels threatened or has his ego bruised, that's really, really dangerous. That's a language of silencing, and that's what the Yes All Women hashtag was a response to.
You know, I'm struck by a tweet from a man, I may be mispronouncing his name, Albert W. Dubroy, who wrote, "Started reading the Yes All Women tweets because I've got a daughter, but now I see I should be reading them because I've got two sons."
Yes, and many men and boys have emailed me, not just to say, oh my gosh, this is awful, but they're saying, how can I change this? How can I make this different? How can I, as a man, step up and support women and girls and create a better world? That, to me, is what's really, really heartening about this conversation, as well as the fact that it's enabling women and girls of all ages, but particularly young women and girls, to talk about their experiences in a public forum which is so wide and so broad and allows them to be braver and be supported.
Lori Penny, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Melissa.
Lori Penny is contributing editor with The New Statesman. Her forthcoming book is titled Unspeakable Things: Sex, Lies, and Revolution.